Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Hodgson moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and tags out Robertson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Appling steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Spence reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodgen. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Hodgen steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Milo Candini now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Grove goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Candini covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. York reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. York scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Scott Carey now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Appling moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 10-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodgson is hit by the pitch. Tresh moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh scores. Hodgson moves to third. It's 12-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Scott Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 12-1, White Sox. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carey, and towards Christman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Spence is chasing the ball. Michaels rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 13-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Grove reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Grove moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a line drive off the glove of York, and into shallow right field. Spence reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.